It's the time of year for celebrating the holidays and sometimes imbibing a little too much. After Thanksgiving last weekend, three people were arrested for driving under the influence. Here's Police Lieutenant Lance Yours.
There was an arrest made every single day last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for drinking and driving.
And recently, a pedestrian was hospitalized after being struck by a drunk driver on Verstovia Street.
We want to be proactive, not reactive. When we have to throw somebody in jail for drinking and driving, that means that we're not being proactive enough.
Police will start off the preventative program this year by providing four of Sitka's bars with $20 taxi vouchers, five vouchers for each bar. Ewers says bartenders will have the discretion to hand out the cab rides if they suspect their clients overindulged.
Pretty much for $20, you could get to the end of the road here in Sitka.
Hank Moore, owner of Hank's Cabs, says an average fare on Baranoff Island is about $8, so the voucher should easily cover the rides. Whatever is left over will go to the cabbies as tips. Moore says he's in favor of the police's program.
If it was up to me, I would give out free rides myself. It's good to keep people off the road. I mean, you know, if someone go out driving drunk, they don't have any excuse, because the city is reaching a hand out for people who can't make good choices.
Alaska has a high rate of DUI arrests and drunk driving fatalities. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 200 people were killed in crashes involving a drunk driver from 2003 to 2012 in Alaska. Ewers also has a novel plan for sustaining the program by having some DUI fines go toward the cab vouchers.
Hopefully it'll go bankrupt because people won't drive drunk. So how lovely would that be?
Eventually, Ewers hopes to extend the program to other drinking establishments like the American Legion, Moose Lodge, and the Baranoff Island Brewing Company. Police are also encouraging people to create plans for getting home before they go out, whether that's designating a driver or putting aside cash for taxi fare.
Now, the police are the people and the people are the police, so the police don't want people drinking and driving, just like there's nobody here in town that wants people to drink and drive, you know? So this is going to help make people, empower people to have the ability to make good choices.
The department plans to hand out vouchers to bars by the end of the week, so they will be available for merrymakers this weekend. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.